You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
As we welcome in Yakov from B-Town and also Katie from Russia and Chelsea. We're looking for a man for her.
You are?
Yes. Yeah. Just so they don't ship her back.
Like, stop.
We're really.
No, not
is
like
that. Is
that
not what happens?
Stop saying that. This is why that... I don't have a guy, because you're saying things like that on air. How am I supposed to find someone?
You're the problem.
Exactly. You are.
How many times have you been told that? I mean, all the time.
Katie, I will do my best to explain to you why you don't have a man.
Please.
I will. I can do it right now.
Now, listen, I want to, before you get started, I think a lot of people don't know, you have a psychology background.
So
you've helped a lot of people with relationships. I know that, you know, everybody knows you for your show in Branson.
Yes.
Yakov, Laugh Your Mask Off,
That's right.
But you do a lot with relationships.
I do. And actually, my whole second act is all about relationships. I take them on a journey, my life journey, you know, what I knew about marriages and relationships. And then I understood the difference between men and women. So they really laugh through that second act. But people who are having challenges, they walk over and say, thank you. This really rekindled our understanding, because we're so different, men and women, and our needs are so different. But nobody teaches that. So Katie is going to meet, in the beginning, she'll do something nice for him while they're infatuated, and he's going to do something nice for her, but that lasts only a year and a half. And at that point, everybody gets comfortable, and they're he's stopping meeting her needs, he's meeting his needs, and she's meeting her needs, and that's when they start butting heads.
So you have to make a conscious effort
and know
to help
that
other
is.
Person.
Most people don't know. So that's my passion. That's what I am doing is to, I actually, the person like Katie is a perfect timing for you, that you're not married and you can get this information that you
Please.
Make the right choice. Because most of the time, here's what happens. Without knowing, we are attracted to somebody opposite of us that we're lacking. So a majority of men today are not grown men. They're children in the adult.
Why are you pointing at me, Katie?
I did not.
Katie's pointing at me while you're saying it.
I did not point. She did. But it happened because this culture, here's what happened. Last 70 years, feminism made women much more powerful, stronger, which is good. But it made men a lack of responsibility because women took it on. So man never had to grow up. So physically we look like I was in that first marriage. I was in that situation. So what happens when attractive woman shows up, she doesn't know she's projecting, saying, I'm a mom. I am a good mom. I can take care of you. I can guide you. I can teach you. And I will make something out of you. That's what she's projecting. And the guy who is looking for a mother, because he is not grown yet, he needs a mom, he just walks into that and says, okay, great. Now, a few years later, he's done living with his mother. Now you can point at her.
No. Do any of these sound familiar with any of your past relationships?
Probably, yes. I feel like I'm not compatible with Americans in general because I'm too strong, you know?
You're not compatible with American. You think there's a man who's stronger than you ever going to live on this planet?
Probably not.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
See what he's doing there? I got to know what
you're
doing.
That's a really good start.
Yeah. Know who you are first. Know who you are first, right?
Well, know who you're first and know who you want to be with. Because if she is looking for a guy who is going to be stronger than her, she'll be looking for a very long time. And more likely, she'll make a mistake because he'll appear stronger. He'll have a six-pack. He'll be buffed. He's going to...
Oh, my gosh. Yakov, please. I can't.
Oh my God, Chelsea!
You're like a psychic.
You really are.
No, I'm serious.
Showing me, and it looks very strong.
Yeah, and he's Arabian, and I just like saw his pictures on TikTok and videos and on Instagram, and I'm just like in love right now because he's so strong physically. And he's attractive too.
And she showed me pictures. I'm like, and she goes, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "He's beautiful.
Yeah,
like he's perfect to look at." But I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.